From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Haitian authorities have arrested 10 members of a Christian church group from Idaho after they tried to bus more than 30 Haitian children across the border into the Dominican Republic. The Baptist group says its Haitian orphan rescue mission was trying to take abandoned children to an orphanage they're building in Santo Domingo. Sean Lankford's wife and daughter are being held in Port-au-Prince.
When they got to the border, they were told, hey, you don't have this right documentation. A colonel there at the border said, no big deal. We'll go with one of the group back to Port-au-Prince in the morning, and we'll help you gain the right documentation, and you guys can be on your way. But obviously, that's not what happened.
Officials worry about child trafficking. A new food distribution system is being put in place and in and around Port-au-Prince in hopes of getting more food to survivors of last month's devastating earthquake. Many in Haiti have complained they've received little or no food aid in the chaotic weeks after the quake. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's David Shaper reports.
On this steep hillside on a golf course just outside of Port-au-Prince, members of the 82nd Airborne are running and sliding heavy sacks of food down what is kind of like a huge slip and slide without the water. At the bottom of the hill, where tens of thousands are camped in makeshift tents, the two-week food supplies are distributed to hungry Haitians who have been waiting in line for hours with colored tickets to redeem for food. Over the past few days, Catholic Relief Services delivered enough here to feed 35,000, but the camp has swelled to well over 50,000, and few distribution sites around the Haitian capital are as orderly as this one, meaning tens of thousands of people have gone without. Starting today, the Port-au-Prince area will be divided into 16 sections, with food distributed from a central point within each section instead of at these scattered and growing makeshift camps. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A top White House advisor says the Obama administration is still mulling over whether to try the professed September 11th mastermind and other suspected terrorists in New York City. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Plans for a civilian trial just blocks from Ground Zero have been opposed by victims' families as well as officials concerned about security. Speaking today on NBC, White House advisor David Axelrod said President Obama is taking those concerns into account.
But he also believes this, that we ought to bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and all others who are involved in terrorist acts to justice, swift and sure, in the American justice system.
Republicans want the trials conducted by military commission. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke today on CNN.
What we need to do is deny these people a show trial.
McConnell predicts lawmakers will vote against funding a trial in the federal courts. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Pakistani state TV is reporting the leader of the Pakistani Taliban has died from injuries sustained in a U.S. drone missile strike. The report has not been confirmed. This is NPR. A gathering of the world's top business and government leaders finished a five-day meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Participants agreed that a fragile recovery is underway, but they're undecided about how to spur job growth and prevent a global recession from happening all over again. 2,500 people attended the annual World Economic Forum at a Swiss alpine resort. Roger Federer has won his 16th Grand Slam title, taking out the Australian Open against Andy Murray. Kathy Harper has details from Darwin.
Murray came into the match with the weight of expectation again on his shoulders as he tried to become the first British man to win a singles title since Fred Perry in 1936. It wasn't to be. Federer took the match in straight sets, but Murray posed a real challenge despite Federer's trademark blistering forehand on display and possibly the best serve in the game. Federer took the first set 6-3. Murray dug in his heels in the second, but still Federer came out on top 6-4. The third set went to a thrilling tiebreaker which teetered between set points for Murray and championship points for Federer. Murray had 5 set points, but it wasn't enough. Federer took the tiebreak at 13-11 and the championship. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Harper in Darwin.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama's jobs creation plan could cost anywhere from around $100 billion on up. Gibbs told CNN's State of the Union the goal is to fill the gap left by jobs lost during the deepest recession to hit the country in decades. The president called for a $30 billion program in his State of the Union speech that would entice employers to hire more workers. It includes tax breaks to small businesses. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.